Been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Yeah. Tell somebody, say, you stand.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord.
Let me hear the worshiper.
You're listening to the radio broadcast of the Mount Triumph Missionary Baptist Church, 720 Millrace Road, Boise, Louisiana. Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m. Worship and the Word at 11 a.m. And on third Sunday, the Lord's Supper is observed. Wednesday night, prayer meeting Bible study at 6 p.m. and at 7 p.m., choir rehearsal. You can visit us on the web at www.mounttriumphmbc.com. God bless you.
Because we are saved, this song is a good segue. It's a good segue to the sermon today. Thank you, choir. Amen. Thank you. To our minister of music and to our choir director, to our choir. Thank you. Amen. What a blessing. Because he thought I was worth saving. About it. We ought to tell somebody. Dr. Franklin, for stepping in with us this morning. Amen. Dr. Raymond Franklin, pastor of the Shiloh Church. Mount Triumph is his church, his home church. And Dr. Franklin, Pastor Franklin, is his pastor. Amen. Amen. Thankful to Dr. Franklin. Amen. Wonderful job at Shiloh Church. We pray for he and his family and church. The Lord will bless him in this 2020 year. Amen. Amen. Thankful to you, Mount Triumph, for your graciousness, how magnanimous you were toward us for my 59th birthday. Amen. The Lord is good. Brother Mike, this is my first sermon at 59. Amen. I hope I still have some mileage. Amen. Yet to go. But I'm endeavoring to persevere. Whatever I am, whatever God wants. Brother Tyrone, that's what I want. I want to be you. Dr. King said, I want to do God's will. Amen. I got 59 years behind me. I tell you, amen. TV, you'll be making a milestone on Thursday, the 23rd. It's the 23rd. Amen. And Brother Cherry, he's not here today, but his birthday on the 21st or 20th. It's the 20th. That's tomorrow, then, isn't it? Amen. All these, and tomorrow, too. Amen. Yes, sir. Birthday. Sister Crockett. Amen. Paris on yesterday. Amen. God is good. I'm making my way to the sermon. I'm making my way. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. Don't leave me. Stay with me. I'm still in Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 8. We're going to pick up, Sister Roxy. We'll pick up at verse 8. Amen. Brother Jimmy Lee. God for you, amen. Jim Lee Smith, he's been hanging right in there with us, hasn't he? Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Sister Debbie Faye is back in the house today. Sister Alfreda's here. Amen. Kalajalon is doing a wonderful job. Ball team. I got to get the remainder of that schedule, Sister Kim. Amen. Sister Franklin and I got to get to see him play. Amen. Thank God for you and for all of our... The report cards are in. Amen. I haven't seen any come across my desk yet. Amen. 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 I heard some of the good reports. I want to pick up reading at verse 8. Also I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man also will confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. Now when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. That's what the flower say, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Look over to your neighbor and say, neighbor, in the new year ahead. Whether we resolve to read more, run a marathon, eat healthier, keep a journal, or take up a new hobby, we're surrounded by resources and tips that promise to make our goals easy and obtainable. Many Christians, he said, will set out to become more faithful followers of Jesus in 2020. It is a worthy resolution, he says, Jesus is Lord over everything in heaven and on earth. And he wants his followers to place everything under his lordship. He wants our gifts, our talents, our careers, our money, our time, our health, our thoughts, our marriages, our kids, our singleness, our aspirations, words, deeds, dreams, motives, everything under his lordship. And in 2020, all during the year, the resolve of every Christian should be to follow Jesus on the narrow and difficult path of discipleship. However, Jesus' words and scriptures in the church history tells us that the price of discipleship is very costly. In Matthew 8:19, he says, a scribe approaches Jesus to tell him he should follow him and would follow him wherever Jesus would go. And in the next verse, Jesus says to him, foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man have no place to lay his head. I wonder today, is it only lip service that we give to Jesus, or is it really heart service? Do we really want to be followers of Christ, and are we really truly disciples of Christ? Again, in these texts, we have to draw the line of demarcation in the sand and begin to tell ourselves, for God I'll live and for God I'll die.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. In our text again this morning, we have been working our way through this 12th chapter. We begin with beware of believing of the Pharisees, their hypocrisy, which means that they were saying one thing, but they were being and doing another. And he says hypocrisy is just not a one-time thing, but hypocrisy begins to become a lifetime thing, which we get up doing every day. Every day we have to put on this old mask and take it off in the evening. Put it on every day. Every Sunday we got to put on this old mask and take it off when we leave the church ground. That's hypocrisy. Because we ought to be what we say we are, whether we are here in the house of prayer or whether we are in the workplace on Monday morning. This is a good challenge for us today that I'm posing. Are you confessing or are you denying the Savior? You know, are you denying him in your everyday life? On last Sunday again, we talked about fear God, because too many of us fear people. We fear what people say. We fear what people think. But most of all, we ought to have a reverence for God, knowing that he is everywhere at the same time. That he cares about the birds of the air. And that he cares about you, because we have greater value than the sparrows of the air. And we talked about three things: a prohibition of fear, and we talked about the person of fear, that we should fear God, and then we talked about the provision for fear, because God cares about you. You don't have to fear if your life is taken, if your life is snuffed out. And even in this text this morning,
You see, but in my Father's house there are many mansions,
and one of them belongs to me.
Yes, it does.
One of them belongs to me.
I'm a pilgrim.
Say it.
to me.